Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm well. I'm well. It's a good day so far in Mississippi.
We are going to... No tornadoes. It's a good day.
Any day without those.
especially in the summertime, we have folks stop to visit with us from around the country as they're traveling, usually to and from their destination, to see our home offices and our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi. And we always enjoy meeting folks who listen around the country. And Kay Self stopped by, and Kay is in studio. And I said, I didn't tell her to 5 minutes ago. I said, we're going to put you on live radio here.
Didn't flinch.
No.
I think she's going to be a natural.
No, she's a natural. Good morning, Kay.
Howdy.
Howdy. Now you were telling folks, you're from where? Okay.
Well, okay. I am a Kansas
girl
through and through.
Okay.
Not true blue. I'm a red Kansan. I'm a conservative Christian from Kansas and have been very active there. But my daughter married a Milton man. That's right outside of Pensacola. And she has lived there for about 5 years and has two children. So grandma moved there about 4 months ago to Milton.
Okay. So you now live in the Pensacola, Milton area in Florida, but you're originally from Kansas.
But my heart is still in Kansas, I'll tell
you. Like Dorothy.
Amen.
Speaking of tornadoes.
We've come full circle here, haven't
we? There you go. Yeah.
So you stopped by. Now, you're going to, you've been a longtime listener.
Yes, even when your dad was here.
Right.
And I just talked to a good friend this morning, Jenny. Hi, Jenny. In Newton.
Shout out to Jenny.
She said, tell you how much she enjoyed and learned and loved your dad, as we all did.
Amen.
And you are following very well, Tim.
Thank you.
In his footsteps. Absolutely. Yes, I'm on my way now to Memphis, where I go every year for the quartet show. Billy Blackwood puts this on, and that goes until Sunday.
Okay.
So
now, they have a national quartet convention every year, but I thought that was in Louisville or somewhere.
Well, that was for 20 years, and I went there every year, except two.
So they
moved this to
Memphis?
They moved that to Pigeon Forge.
Oh, to Pigeon Forge.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what's in Memphis?
Memphis is where the quartet show will be.
It's a quartet
show? It's just male quartets. When you go to the NQC, National Quartet Convention, it's all kinds of gospel music.
But what is a man, really?
What is? Oh, I'm looking at four handsome ones right now.
Bring
it on.
Swag to take on.
So you're on your way to Memphis for this for the quartet
show.
What you call a quartet show.
Yes.
Where's that going to be, by the way?
Held in the Cannon Center.
Okay.
It's a great arts place. Let's see, what was the original building? Well, it's right across from Bass Pro Shop. Weren't you talking about that
this
morning?
Oh, I've been there before.
Yes.
Yeah, I went there. Yes. I went there, for an event not too long ago.
Yeah.
I know where you're talking about. Right along the Mississippi River there in Memphis. Now, you came bearing gifts, am I right?
Oh, I did.
Did you come from Mennonite country?
Yes. I'll tell you what, it's a very liberal. Mennonites, there are different sects of Mennonites.
Right.
This, where I'm from, is very, very liberal. They don't pledge. My county commissioner, out of three, one man, when we do the Pledge of Allegiance, he gets up and walks out, one of our commissioners. Okay. So I...
Now, we have a lot of Mennonite listeners right now in Kansas.
Yes.
So a lot of them are conservative, but you're saying some of them...
This group, there are some who don't even have radios. I mean, we have Amish in our area
right.
But anyway, just talking about what I brought you, I brought you something to go with your popcorn. You always talk about your popcorn.
Oh, yeah. I love popcorn.
And where I'm from, we all make what's called Pfeffernuss. It's a German word, but English people call them
Gesundheit.
Peppernuts.
Okay.
My town makes them all day long. Everybody makes them. You use your, every family has their own recipe.
Looks like somebody ate this bag.
Yeah, all but the bag. But anyway, here are a couple recipe cards. Every family has their own recipe. So I have pepper nuts for all of you.
She brought pepper nuts for everybody here. Pepper nuts all around. Paisley Steve.
Oh, can't
there we go. Sorry, my aim was off.
So
I'm
you've presented us here with those watching on Facebook with
that.
They kind of look like croutons almost.
I know. They're very small, and they're hard at first, but you put them in your mouth and they start to melt, or people put them in their coffee.
We're about to do that right now. I'm going to open up.
Really, Tim? You think that's a good idea?
I'm going to open up my little bag. Hey.
Can I ask something? Because
go ahead,
this is important, I think. We was talking with Kay a little bit before we came on the air, and Kay has done some stuff in Kansas. The very thing that we're asking our listeners to do, which is get involved.
Amen.
And get involved politically. Can you share with our audience what you told me happened with your school board and the different local political stuff that you've been doing?
Yeah, talk as long as you want to, because I'm going to take me a while to finish this bag.
I am very happy to share, because God has been working. I want to give him the credit. It was about 4 years ago, a CEO of our medical center was running for a seat in the House of Kansas. He lost because an attorney in our town did ballot harvesting, and he lost. That put the fire in some of us, in our bellies, and we said, this can't be. We are not this. So there, I'm part of the Harvey County Republican Women's Forum. Four of us have made things happen. We hold debates, forums. We find these people that we want to run for office, basically. Talk to them. We tell them how we will support them. And out of that, we have turned the school board, the city, and the county commissions in the town of Newton, Kansas. And I am so thankful. We work hard, and we are rewarded. And people learn and grow. And this AFN has been our foundation, has been our baseline. There is another couple, Sharon and Keith Skidmore. Hi, Sharon. On Friday nights in 2020, we held, we called it pizza and pop. In Kansas, they say pop instead of soda. So anyway, at 6:30, we would invite couples over, probably 5 to 7 couples. None of them knew each other, but we would serve them dinner. And then we would go and watch Agenda Weekly. We would watch the Agenda Takedown of America, you know, Curtis Bowers film. And out of that, you know, we have discussions. And so you really are our lifeline. And we have so many people that listen to you all day long. So thank you.
But we'd be doing nothing if there weren't people like you on the other side of the microphone, because there's not enough of us to change the country. We have to have people who are willing to roll up their sleeves and get involved, because that is what has happened. We were talking this last segment. I don't know if you were able to hear out in the hallway, but Abe Hamilton was talking about the long march through the institutions, where these cultural Marxists have taken over the country by getting involved in education and doing all the things now that a lot of parents are just starting to do.
Right.
And
right.
If we don't have folks like you who are willing to get involved, we'll lose everything. And then there won't be an AFR.
Yeah.
They'll shut us down eventually.
I know.
Kay Self is in studio from Newton, Kansas.
Yes.
But now lives in the Pensacola, Florida area, where her daughter is. And now, what's your connection to Mike Pompeo? Somebody said you had a connection
there. Yes, a really good one, really good one. It was about 12 years ago. I ran for precinct, and I won. So I'm a precinct committee woman. And when Mike was first campaigning for Congress, I went to listen to all of the candidates, and I didn't know any of them. I thought, I need to be informed so I can inform people what I feel or know. And I spoke to him later that day, that evening, and he was different than all the rest. And I just sensed something in him. Well, one thing leads to another. I host him and his wife at my home for a meet and greet. I end up working for him. His last two campaigns, I was his receptionist.
When he was a congressman.
Yes.
Before he was Trump's Secretary of State.
He was a
United States House of Representatives member.
He was a congressman. Mm-hmm. And then CIA, and then Secretary of State. He has something in him that is extraordinarily rare. such an honest, godly man, and his wife too. I just know them personally. Then yeah. I went to Washington, and Jenny, hi Jenny again, if you're watching. Where's the camera?
We have a camera
there. We hide them. Oh. We hide them. They're all over the place here. We're kind of like
and I'll
the
tell
FBI.
You what, coming in here is like going to the White House.
Yeah.
But and much better the people that are around this table than in the White House. But even when I was there in Washington, let's see, when Jenny and I were together there, Obama was in office, and when his helicopter comes in, people run to the fence at the White House to watch him. We ran the other direction, so we didn't have to see him.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, here's another group I'm involved in, Thursday Morning Group, Program Committee, Thursday mornings in Newton, Kansas. People come. We have four pillars. We want to be with people of like mind. We want to pray. We want to become educated. We want to be politically active and effective. And those are that's our foundation.
Amen.
And we operate out of that.
Amen.
So we just help each other, and we just keep you in our prayers. We appreciate you so much. You are so wise. And I told Carmen, really, the feeling I get when I turn the radio on and I know you're coming on, it's like we're all sitting around on my back deck. And you just talk to each other, and it's just so we just laugh out loud sometimes. You know, you're just the greatest guys, really.
Well,
great, great guys.
Keep talking, Kay.
Okay.
As J.J. Jasper would say, thank you for your honesty.
You are so welcome.
Thank
you.
You
are so welcome. Thank you.
Kay Self stopped in to see us here in Tupelo, and she listens in Kansas and now in Florida, and we just delighted to have her, and we invite anybody who wants to come see us here. Just need to make need to let us know in advance that you're coming.
You won't put them all on the radio, though,
yeah.
necessarily.
No, I just surprised Kay because I knew a little bit of her story and wanted her to come on and share.
Plus, she brought snacks.
Yes. She brought snacks.
Yes, she brought the
go
snacks.
With your popcorn.
That does increase your chances.
Yes, it does.
Again, these are little German. What are they called?
You can say peppernuts.
Peppernut.
They're very, very, very.
But that ain't how it's spelled, is it?
No, it's P F E.
No, wait a minute, Kay. Excuse me. No. Kay, you grew up with this, right? Am I right? And
yes.
I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm just saying you're going to get a free travel mug.
Yeah.
If you can spell what you brought it.
Oh, Tim.
Okay, now. I'll give you a. I'll give you one letter, Grace. One letter, Mulligan. Okay. Wait. What are you doing? You trying to cheat and look on the back?
I guess
not
I don't
cheating.
Need,
that's
hey,
a
cheating. You,
is there
I
any chance you can spell this?
No. I need mercy. I want to tell you something. I am not true Mennonite. I got into I was born into a Mennonite community because my dad, way back then, worked for a very wealthy Mennonite farmer. But they don't go to military. They don't have flags in their churches. They don't have. But my parents on both sides, mom and dad, had brothers that went into the military.
Yeah.
So we were always kind of a black sheep there. We felt like.
Yeah.
You know, we just weren't one of them. Yet their culture, you know, I know them.
Yeah.
I'm not there anymore. But anyway.
Of German descent.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Here we go. Give it.
She can't.
You don't have a shot.
Pfeffernuss.
It's called peppernuts, but yeah. Go ahead. You want to give it a try? How many thousands of times have you looked at this?
I don't.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Help me out.
No, give me three first letters.
P-F-E.
All right. That's good enough.
Oh, good.
Now, there are 37 letters in the word, but because you got the first three, we're going to give you a free travel mug.
Oh, thank
AFR
you.
AFR travel mug.
Thank
Actually,
you.
Ed. You want to call out you want to spell out the name of what we're eating here?
I can't pronounce it. P F E F F E R N U S S E.
Why do Germans make
the umlaut?
What?
Umlaut. The U. The two dots on the U.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Umlaut.
I'll take your word for it.
Why do Germans make things so difficult with the way they spell words?
They have a tendency to put nouns together and make up words that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, but
thank you, Kay.
English is a Germanic language, by the way.
And
yeah,
and we ought to need to make sure, Carmen, if you can hear us, make sure that Kay gets a travel mug.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Kay.
It's been an honor.
Safe travels. Hope you enjoy the quartet show in Memphis.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Kay Self, who's a longtime listener from Newton, Kansas, and now lives in...
And is an in-the-trenches warrior.
Amen.
That's what we want, folks.
You're listening to Today's Issues. That's the name of the show here on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Ed and Steve. Steve?
We need about 1,000 K-Selfs. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
Yep. That would turn this country around really quickly. All right. So let's just go over a little bit about what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. Both the judiciary committees in the Senate and in the House are active. They're having hearings, or they might be. Yeah, they're probably in the middle of them right now. In the Senate, they are hearing a hearing in support of, because the Senate's run by Democrats, in support of the LGBTQ marriage, what they're calling Marriage Equality Act. This is Gender Equality Act.
Right.
But on the panel is Riley Gaines, the swimmer from what school she was with. But she's the one that competed against.
Huh? Lexington, Kentucky.
Maybe she was a Kentucky girl.
Yeah, she
University of Kentucky.
She's from Tennessee, but she swam for the University of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she is on the panel. Republicans are asking her for her perspective about swimming against a transgender person. Everybody else on the panel is pro-transgender and pro-gay and everything, but she's in the firing line there. And then in the House, which is run by Republicans, has John Durham, and he is talking about his report. Republicans are asking him, how bad was it? Because he only had certain authority, and Democrats are, of course, trying to tear down his...
John Durham's not going to swim against Riley Gaines, is he?
Well, that would be interesting.
I hope that's not what you're leading up to.
Nope. Just want to let you know, those are two interesting hearings going on.
Well, Riley Gaines is a hero, and
she's
been traveling the country speaking out because she was the one that the man who said he was a woman beat in the college swim championships, right?
Yep. Will Thomas.
Yes.
Who
Will Thomas.
By Leah.
Yeah, so he decided he was going to race as a girl, and he won, and that's completely and totally unfair, as the vast majority of Americans believe and understand.
Yeah.
So that's who Riley Gaines is. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. Well, it was just interesting to listen. I want to talk. Can I talk immigration with y'all for a second? Because
we can't get enough of that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
This is interesting. The immigration numbers, as reported by the Biden administration, are going down. They're not having as many encounters at the border of illegal immigrants. And President Biden saying, look, our border policy is working.
Mm.
Don't believe it. I want you to hear a lady named Laura Reese, R-I-E-S. She's with the Heritage Foundation, and she says that there's a little sleight of hand going on down at the border. Cut 14.
This is the big immigration number Biden is hiding from you. So the same number of illegal and inadmissible aliens are still entering the U.S. The Biden administration is just diverting over 60,000 per month to a different line. So the inadmissible aliens are following directions. They're going through the ports of entry. And that's why we now see 90,000 inadmissible aliens entering the U.S. through the ports of entry, where we used to see only 20,000 a month. They are literally telling migrants who are about to cross illegally between the ports and claim fear, withdraw your claim, don't cross here, go to a port of entry, use this Mobile One application, and we'll let you in. The Biden administration is doing this because no one looks at the port numbers nationwide. Usually people just look at the Border Patrol numbers. If the Border Patrol encounter numbers are better, that makes the Biden administration look better. But really, it's just lipstick on a pig.
Well, first of all, nothing is more disgusting than lipstick on a pig.
Well,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is very interesting. This is a big story.
I think so.
This is a big story because while the Biden administration is claiming that their policies are working because fewer people are crossing illegally across the Rio Grande,
right?
What's actually happening is the Biden administration is telling people who want to get into the country illegally, don't do it at the border with Mexico. Go through the port of entry, use this mobile app, mm-hmm. and we'll let you in there.
Yeah.
Because nobody is paying attention to the numbers at the port of entry.
Don't you remember it was about a year ago, Biden was holding up the cell phone in the White House saying, hey, everybody coming here who wants to get in, just use this app. I mean, he was already promoting that then.
Yeah.
So, again, this just makes my blood pressure go up.
Yeah.
So, because until we have, unless a Republican wins the White House, this is not going to stop.
And probably you, to really stop it, you'd need both houses of Congress to change.
Yeah,
the
but you can use a lot of power as Biden has shown by letting millions and millions and millions and millions. And I'm serious, like 5 million people in. We don't even know who they are, where they're going, what how we're going to take care of them or anything like that. You've seen them, what he's done to New York City and even Chicago. Democrat liberal mayors are complaining because they have nowhere to put these folks. But you're going to have a change at the first at the White House.
Look what Trump was able to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He brought it down. So,
all right, next story, Steve.
All right. This is I'm not doing this to make fun or mock anybody, but you know that the CEO of OceanGate, his name is Stockton Rush, is on this sub that's missing.
Steve, were you speaking in tongues right there? Because I didn't understand.
Stockton Rush, the CEO of OceanGate, is in this submarine that's missing down by the Titanic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Okay.
Well, someone has come up with audio, and I've listened to it, of Stockton Gate saying, you know what? Other submarine companies do this. They hire ex-Marines and ex-submarine people, but they have a bunch of 50-year-old white guys. We wanted to be a little more inspirational. So we're hiring younger, more diverse staff to help us with our submarine outfit so they can be inspirational to the next generation. So the charge is going to come that his diversity hiring push may be one of the reasons they don't have a 50-year-old white guy with a bunch of experience to help them get this sub off the floor of the ocean.
So are you saying that the reason this submersible may be in the state it's in is because of pilot error kind of thing?
We don't know why it's in the state it's in. It just lost communications. So yeah. I'm not saying that this is why it happened.
But this was the policy of the company.
This is the policy of the company, is to hire younger, more diverse people so that they can be inspired. Their plan, their bottom line isn't to put submarines on the bottom of the ocean floor and get them back up again. Their plan is to be inspirational.
Oh, I see. All right. Well,
that's your business model.
Yeah, you're not saying that people of various backgrounds can't be good sub operators. You're saying if you pick diversity as your primary hiring criteria.
I'm not saying a black lady couldn't be a good Secretary of State, but if you hire somebody just because they're black and gay, you get Karine Jean-Pierre.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying now.
So,
okay.
Well, hiring needs to be done by qualification and excellence. And I think everybody agrees with that.
Especially if you're going to be in a sub, but going down to the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the program today. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Ed, appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
My thanks to Brent Creeley, our producer. Who else was here? Chris Woodward.
K-Self,
Abraham Hamilton III. Is that it? I think that's everybody to thank. And we thank you folks for listening to AFR. We encourage you to stay with us. Keep listening to AFR throughout the day. And we will be back here 22 and a half hours from now.